Here's what I want to do with my last breath. The city council never respected Mayor Moon. And I'm not doing this out of friendship for him. I'm doing this as a citizen of Palm Springs. Mayor Moon did a great job. The only way Jeff Kors and his gang of people could become mayor was to take away direct election of mayor by the people of Palm Springs. Now, we had the whole thing with those lawyers, the Gunniff lawyers that are suing all the cities, and the cities back down and say, okay, we'll go to districts. So I'm in District 4. I didn't get to vote in November. And I knew this was going to happen. All of a sudden, people in my community and people all around would say, how come we didn't get to vote? I'm saying, I told you. Jeff Kors and Lisa Middleton, and I'll leave out Mrs. Gilbert for a while. I don't know how involved she was.
Okay.
She seems like, you know, she's so involved with the homeless, she could care less about me. And this has become the city of the homeless anyway. They think we're all stupid. They rely on the fact that Palm Springs is a great place to live. Mostly the people are stupid. They don't get involved in politics. But now you took away the vote. They did districts, and okay, we all said, okay, here's how transparent they are. They had about 7 or 8 meetings with the public. How do we break up into districts? And then one day at the city council, Lisa Middleton says, I forgot. I've always loved drawing maps. She drew up a map of all the districts. So what was transparent? The whole idea of this districting and taking away the vote for mayor, which was not part of the lawsuit, was to get rid of Rob Moon. That's the whole thing was about. The only way they could get rid of Rob Moon, because if there was an election by the people, he would have won again. Because he was very popular and he did a good job. But Jeff Kors, he's using this as a stepping stone. So my point today is, Jeff Kors, you're welcome to come on the show. You were here on the show the last time. I said you were very disrespectful to the mayor. And he jumped, oh, no, I wasn't disrespectful
right.
to the mayor.
Yes.
And I said, I don't even get to vote this year. Well, you get to vote next year. Well, that's not good enough.
Nope.
That's not good enough. My little eighth graders at Sacred Hearts, let mm-hmm. me tell you, you fight for your vote. That's what makes America different from all the other countries. We vote on everything. I'm going to get your votes back. So my plan is to call David Reddy next week because – I'm busy today and Fridays. The city hall's closed. They're so busy they can't work on Fridays.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, they're like hairdressers. oh, that's Monday. They're closed. I need people to help. I don't have the strength right now to do it on my own. So it's bulldogbillf, one word, at gmail.com. I've talked to people that wrote the original law about voting directly for the mayor, and they said the city council had no business and no right to take the vote away from people. So if we have to get a petition going or whatever, we're going to put it on the ballot and let the people decide the big issue of who decides who's mayor. So I just want you to know, in closing, I never name call anymore, but Jeff Kors and Lisa Middleton are horrible people inside and out. Seriously, rotting people inside and out. You don't attack somebody when they're dying. That's all. And I want you people that support Jeff Kors, because it's like a Kors, you know, drink that they drink. And everything he does is wonderful. No. If you disagree with him or Lisa, behind your back, they'll kill you. And that's what's running the city of Palm Springs, and they're going to run it into the ground. So bulldogbillf@gmail.com. Thank you.